This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Ah, crap! I almost forgot! Wait! Jaw! You're saving it for a good time!
What is it?
Big Jeep! The best.
This is Dirt and Spray.
Hey, check this out. Lou Gehrig's pants. Not a bad fit. Hey, you don't think that nerve disease of his was contagious, do you? Better take him off. I'm too important to this team. Big Stein can't be flopping and twitching.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Spray.
Let's have a smell, all right? Ooh, wafting, wafting. Oh, everyone likes their own brand, don't they? This is magic.
Dirt and Spray on 1080.
Those goofy bastards are just about the best thing I've got going in this crazy world.
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Spray here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Hope your Freaky Fridays, your Fastball Fridays, your Fast Break Fridays, your Football Fridays. I'm assuming there's football somewhere. Flop Shot Fridays. I used that one yet.
Ronald Acuna Friday. He's coming back, baby.
Ooh, you got Acuna back in the lineup tonight.
We need Ronald back so
bad. Excited for Ronald to be back.
Yeah, we do.
Yes. How'd the Mariner game go yesterday? I missed it. Did they play?
They played the Strohs. They lost 9-2.
Oh. Okay.
Altuve.
Altuve.
The baseball elf got him.
Hit a couple of trash cans yesterday, huh? We will talk to Bobby Marks coming up bottom of the hour. Very excited for that conversation, so I want to make sure we're on time. Don't have a lot of time here.
Yeah.
And then we'll get to Bobby Marks in a little bit. Let's get to, before we do anything else in the final hour, game two tonight. The Western Conference final sucks. I've mentally moved on from even being entertained by it. I hope I'm wrong on that.
Give it game three. After game three, then we know it's going
to
happen.
I'm going to watch game three. I'm not excited to watch game three.
Okay.
I've reached that mental state of like, it'll be on my television. I'm not looking forward to it. I'm watching it because I have to do it for work, and I get to see SGA go to the foul line 37 times.
Doubting the Ant-Man.
Game one in Indiana, New York was one of the best basketball games I have ever seen.
It's the best ending we've ever seen.
One of the best endings, if not the best ending we have ever seen. One of the craziest outcomes we have ever seen in the history of the playoffs. We're back at the Garden tonight.
We are.
And seeing how the bounce back is for either team. For Indiana, do they coast and say, man, we did it. We got the split. We're good. We kind of go on easy street here. We've seen teams do that from time to time. Remember when Denver won game one in OKC in a crazy comeback fashion? Game two, OKC just drilled them. Do you get them coming out smelling blood? New York being a little vulnerable. How do the Knicks act if they have an 8-point lead with a minute to go? Are they puckering? Are they turning the ball over? Are they missing free throws again? This is the series that I hope is going to keep me entertained for the next 2 weeks, and I cannot wait for tonight.
Yeah, the interesting part about that is, what do they do? I think, you know, this league has seen so many of these moments. Teams have gone through, maybe not exactly a 14-point lead blown.
The Knicks did it to the Celtics twice in back-to-back games.
That's what I'm saying is, like, I think every team in the league has kind of been on both sides of it, and so I don't think this impacts them the way that we come into the show the next day and be like, oh, my God, can you believe? What a choke. Is that the biggest choke we've ever seen in our lives?
So the double choke.
It was a huge choke.
So the triple choke.
I love that somebody has already edited Larry David's reaction to the Halliburton shot and ended with the Curb music.
Bum, 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 bum. Some people were coming up with Curb Your Enthusiasm episodes for him.
Worldwide Wob had it probably the best.
Which one was his?
So it's a blowout. So Larry in the episode at the blowout point would then go to the back. He'd eat, and when he'd come out, he would be choking on it.
Ah, that was good.
Susie would see him doing the choke sign. You can't do that in here! And then the episode ends with Halliburton doing the choke sign because he sees David do it. He's motivated to
There was
do
another
it.
One that had I saw that said Larry refuses to put on the team T-shirt. You know, everybody's in the arenas wearing the T-shirt. Yeah. Brunson is taking the game-winning shot, but before he does, he looks over and realizes Larry's not wearing the T-shirt, and he gets distracted by it, and he misses the game-winning shot.
My daughter thinks Oklahoma City's fan base wearing the T-shirt is really cool.
I mean, it's aesthetically cool.
I hate it. Where I didn't come to the arena to wear your $2 cotton T-shirt that sucks to wear. I'm sorry.
You don't like the color outs in the playoffs? You out on the white outs, the red outs, the blue outs?
I mean, aesthetically, it looks cool, but just tell me what color to wear. I'll wear my Thunder blue.
Do you like it in football when teams do like a checkered or section kind of thing?
But they don't put T-shirts on the seats.
That's true.
They tell football fans to wear green or yellow or orange or black or whatever.
Very valid point.
So I don't like the mandated team color.
It's valid.
Wear the color. You have the color. Wear your color. And also, coincidentally, they're usually bad shirts. Yeah. Have you seen the Pacers?
Oh, they're horrible shirts.
Yes-sirs?
Yeah. Yes-sirs.
The yes-sirs? What a stupid shirt idea.
That's a really dumb
Anyways,
shirt.
I digress. I don't think they're going to be rattled by the way it ended, despite how weird that felt. And so if you tell me the Knicks blow it out, I'm not going to be shocked. I think the Pacers show up, play a tough game. What do they do in the closing moments? They don't play loose. They don't play relaxed. I think they go through the jugular and they make sure they're up 20 with a minute 10 left and not up, you know, 9 with 50, because that can open themselves up to maybe another blown lead.
The spread has grown from game one to game two. It's 6.5 for game two tonight.
Well, remember the Cleveland series. They beat the Cavs in game one.
They did.
In that wild game.
They came back in a very similar fashion.
And remember, the Halliburton had like a 2-point game.
Yeah.
So, like, they're prone to do this as well on the other side.
I mean, they've
of
accomplished
that.
What they needed to accomplish. You get game two, that's a cherry on top. They got the split that they needed to. What do you expect tonight, Swag?
I think New York will do everything within its power not to let it get up and down the floor as much as it was in that first half.
That was a higher scoring game than I anticipated. I thought it'd be a good game.
Yeah, even though New York had the lead, you were like, can they keep this pace up for, you know, 48 minutes? And it creates more possession, again, from not just, you know, the pace and fatigue setting in. More possessions creates more opportunities for fouls. They can't afford foul trouble. Obviously, Brunson, that's when you thought the Knicks took it over. When he left with his fifth foul in the fourth quarter and they went on that 10, 12, 14-point run, you're like, game over. That's what made the comeback so ridiculous. They don't think Aaron Naismith is going to hit 6 in a row in the fourth quarter again.
Naismith. He looked like Naismith who invented basketball.
Yeah.
Was Naismith good at basketball, or did he just create basketball?
I'd imagine if you created it, you had to be pretty good at it, right? A decent jumper? No?
Isn't photo of him an old white guy with a three-piece suit?
And that's all they had back in the day.
He was a doctor, wasn't he?
Dr. James Naismith.
I mean, if he's putting on buckets, inventing a sport, he had to have had a good jumper.
Wear a monocle?
I think he had a monocle. I think he had a monocle.
I mean, we used to have plumbers in the NBA. That guy would have fit right in.
Exactly.
So the league used to look.
Who did Russell beat? Huh? He beat Dr. James Naismith, who was also having surgery after game 6.
47-year-old white guy, man.
So if the Knicks can slow down the pace, shoot as effectively as they did for the most part in that game till late, then I think that they can control. I think in their minds, they think that was a little fluky.
It wasn't even like they shot that bad too late. Like, it just was that Indiana couldn't miss. Like, I think there was a number in the last 4 minutes of the game, Indiana scored like, what was it, 30-something points?
42
They just went insane in the last four minutes of that game.
And early glasses, not a monocle.
Okay.
Yeah, glasses.
Thanks for checking.
People asking, worst T-shirt, yes, sirs, or the diff? Now, the diff was the Cleveland shirt.
Oh, the diff.
Which, do you understand the reference?
No.
I heard this. I think it was a Zach Lowe podcast I was listening to, and he was talking about it. I had not, NBA Dirt, surprisingly, had not seen this yet. it just highlights the difference in points. So, like, you're up by 12, the diff, they had a meter.
Yeah. Point difference.
Plus 12 or a plus 15. Yeah. It's like, that's what your lead is in the game.
Ours would be the Zers, but we would hate that.
You can't go Zers.
People get mad at
Zers. Zers is disrespectful.
Rip City?
It's just Rip City. I had a lot of those.
They don't always do the easiest
go
ahead thing. Like,
no.
Yes, sirs.
Yes, that was that sirs. Does
Nike still has the uniform contract? Correct,
Mundo.
So is that coming from Nike, or are the teams,
I think those are team oriented.
The team
shirts.
Sends it to Nike to produce the.
I don't think they're Nike t-shirts.
I think they
look at the tag.
Let's find the cheapest local t-shirt.
What's the cheapest Hanes shirt?
Oh.
Call up a t-shirt shop locally.
I thought you meant
the
team shooter shirts, because they have...
No, the ones in the crowd.
The fan shirt
fans are wearing.
They say, yes, sirs, C-E-R-S.
Yeah, somebody said...
weird.
I really like that the price of the tickets can at least include a shirt. My sister-in-law brought it back to my attention and said, why is everyone wearing the same thing? And I was like, that's playoff basketball for you. That's
the way it works. I don't know who started doing that.
Does hockey do... They don't. They
not
do jerseys,
everybody
right?
does. Not, no, I mean, in Winnipeg, they do a whiteout. But
they do a whiteout, but everybody in Winnipeg, I think, owns a white and a blue Winnipeg jersey.
Yeah, I don't think it's a t-shirt on the chair thing. I think that's it.
I think when you graduate from high school there, you get your diploma and a jersey.
Yeah, that's how it works. I think you get one at birth, probably. That's
well,
all they
it's
got
not
going to
fit you
man.
When you're an adult. So yeah.
The thing that sucks about this point of the playoffs, I'm excited to see what they do in game two. It's much like our conference championship week in the NFL. There's a very good chance there's a 55-10 result, and it's like, damn it. And so, like, I don't...
The playoffs need the Knicks to win this game.
Yeah, I don't think the series is over if the Knicks lose. That's the other... I don't think this is the West.
I don't disagree with you there. They're not... Indiana's not head and shoulders better than them, but that just with their depth and the limited number of players that they have, winning 4 out of 5 would be incredibly challenging.
But let's look at this from the other standpoint, right? Game one, they have that massive choked-away lead, right?
Yeah.
Neesmith hit 6 threes in
the fourth.
I mean,
it's
just insane. Like, it doesn't
Is that going to happen again?
Probably
that's what
not.
I was saying.
Well, and here's the other part, and
I think New York thinks it was a little fluky. Like,
you
they
have
contributed to.
To
it. They let him get close enough to have the fluky
thing. But there's slipping involved. There's a missed free throw or two. Here's the other part that we didn't talk enough about, and I want to get you to bring him up. Zach Lowe brought this up. I thought that was a great point. They were up 4 to start overtime. Go ahead layup with Brunson.
Yeah.
That's a goaltend.
Yeah.
Didn't call it, didn't review it.
Very true.
They hit a 3 after that. It cut it to a 1-point deficit.
Yeah, going
if he
lose.
Hits it, they're up 6. It's sometimes as simple as, is that dude going to do that again? And are they going to call goaltend this time? Like, if that gets called, the Knicks win, it's game one. Man, what an ending to that game. Knicks got it anyway.
Very true. We get game two tonight in the Garden. I hope it's exciting.
Poll question up, by the way. Do you think Dr. James Naismith was good at basketball? Yes, he's the creator, or no, just the creator?
Just the creator, okay.
I'm voting no.
You're going to vote no? I'm going to vote yes on that.
I don't think he actually did. I think he just created it.
He put that little bucket on a pole. He knew
peach
what he was
basket.
Doing. A little peach basket on a pole.
I think he had kids, and he was tired of dealing with them.
Guy's getting buckets up in his spare time, man.
Hey, why don't you throw this into that? Let's see how many times you could do that.
Just curing medical issues and then working on his hook shot afterwards.
Well, what do I get if I make it? I'll give you 2 points.
How about 2 points?
Just shut up. You get 2 points. Usually it's one. I'm giving you two.
A couple other NBA notes I want to get to, and then we'll talk to Bobby Marks coming up bottom of the hour, and bets we like for the weekend. A little bit early break in the line. We'll get to that next on The Fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots
and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, Bobby Marks coming up in a moment. I want to make sure we're on time for that so we have enough time for it.
If he makes... Okay, let's do this now.
Yeah.
If we get him on and we talk about the series outside of the team being sold stuff... Do we give him one of these and just say nothing?
I think if he's on a good rant, we give him one. I think he'll get the reference. He's an ESPN guy, you know.
What if he didn't?
He's at the mothership. He knows what's happening over there.
My phone cutting out?
What was that? What was that noise? What was that sound effect I heard over there? What's going on? Before we get to anything else, let's get a couple of these in just for fun. Sprague and Line brought to you by Penis Fencing. I would rather take my chances of getting pregnant than taking a Sprague pick.
Man, really?
Sprague and Line brought to you
that
by
means you lost because a penis.
We're good. We just ain't real good.
Spraying the Line brought to you by the Tush Push.
Still, I don't eat the wiener.
Still more pleasing to watch than a Sprague pick. Do we got anything we want to gamble on this weekend? Do we like any lines this weekend? Knicks 6.5. Minnesota is an underdog at home tomorrow in game 3.
I hate that you
do this. Come on, let's cook up a little weekend parlay. Let's do a little salsa.
I do like the over on the Oilers Stars tonight.
Over Oilers Stars.
Over 6.5. Okay. I think these are going to be goal fests one way or the other.
You guys have been listening. I've been right on everything in hockey, and yeah. The Ice Cats might make quick work of the Canes.
Carolina overtime prediction didn't quite work out yesterday.
I said that it might eventually be.
Might
here.
Have been,
I
didn't say
it
yesterday. Got it. Okay.
You gonna go puck line? Panthers on the puck line at home is +180.
Yeah.
-1.5.
Do they keep steamrolling the Hurricanes? Well, do the Hurricanes fight back?
I'm a day-by-day guy, so I'm going with the game that's
you don't
today.
Want to look ahead to tomorrow. Yeah, I'm on tonight's game.
Let me process.
Oilers Stars tonight in Dallas, game 2.
We're going Oilers.
Ooh.
Did you see Connor McJesus in the postgame?
I do. He is a very intense individual.
He was irate.
He's a little bit psychotic.
Yes.
He's a hell of a player.
I
he's
love
like,
my
I'd like
that.
To win a Stanley Cup, and my team continues to let me down. So how about we not let me down in game 2 tonight?
Yeah.
I'm not going to comment. I just, you're Blue Line Brandon, so I'm going to take your advice.
There you go.
Thank you.
Oilers tonight.
Don't argue with a hockey genius.
Okay. You just like the over? You don't like a side tonight, Swigard?
I don't, because I don't know what the situation is with the Oilers goaltending. They might have to switch guys. That was a lot to stomach there in the third period
now,
in the opener.
Could we come in Tuesday and your team's won the Big Ten Conference again?
Yes,
we could.
So if they win today,
who do you play today?
We play the Huskers today.
Okay, and then if you win, who do you play the winner of?
I don't know. We have to see how the rest of the games go.
But who are the two teams?
No, the other three are already in position.
Yeah, they're already in position. They're already there. It's them. Duh. It's UCLA.
They're on the other side of the bracket.
Well, I know. Eventually, in the championship game, we could play UCLA. It's Iowa, duh.
Yes, they take on UCLA in one semifinal.
So that's the semifinal game on the other side.
There is an upset from the other pool that the Ducks would play in the semifinals.
We all clearly know that team is Maryland.
No.
God, that would have been great if I guessed it right. Now, I know they got Nebraska today, so who do they play if they win?
If they win, Penn State, the number 9 seed.
Ooh, the Nittany Lions.
Upset Washington and whoever the 4 seed was. I think it was USC in that pool.
Poor puppies lost.
So Penn State would await the Ducks in the semifinal on Saturday, and if they get past that, they would play the winner of Iowa and UCLA, both of whom they took series off of in the regular season.
This is our conference now.
Glad you're a Big Ten baseball fan.
We're the captain here. We're going to win the entire thing.
I think he's pretty representative of Ducks fans in general. I'm like, hey, look at us. We're winning.
Look, nobody cares.
Okay? The Ducks softball team taking on Liberty in the Super Regional.
That is more interesting.
Game one this evening.
Yeah. That's more interesting.
Yeah, it's a Super Regional. It's for a trip to the World Series.
Trip
conference
to
tournaments
Oklahoma
don't matter.
Oklahoma for the Women's College World Series. They need to take 2 out of 3.
Like, next weekend, Oregon baseball will be a storyline because they'll be in a regional similar to Oregon State. Like, then it matters because then your season's on the line.
Should be hosting a regional.
Conference tournaments in baseball are the dumbest thing that's ever been invented in sports.
You know what?
There's seven people in the crowd.
I agree with you.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. We played an entire how many conference games did they play in their 50-game regular
season? 24 or something.
24. That's enough of a sample size. We got a championship. It's over. Why are we playing a weekend of baseball
in
Omaha in front of
8
people to decide? That's dumb.
Hey. Johnny Manziel. What are we doing? The money sign. That's why we do that conference tournament.
This is in the latest example of how pee-whipped this guy is.
Uh-oh.
Why did you say that?
Have you seen the latest in the Belichick-Jordan Hudson story?
Are you going to go Seattle sports host get fired?
Let's not.
Can you not?
Was this...
He has a boat.
The one about how the Hard Knocks thing got killed?
No, that was a whole nother story.
There's five stories.
She wanted creative control and ownership of it, and they're like,
who are you?
By the way, we didn't talk about it. See, the Bills are going to be on Hard Knocks next August.
I'm excited about that. They
changed up the rules so more teams are now available to do it, and it's going to be the Bills.
Who would you want?
Bills are pretty good. Like Josh Allen, McDermott, is he going to be making 9/11 references? What's going on behind the scenes there?
Oh, I forgot about
that. Yeah, remember that whole thing? Yeah, they're heroes. What did you just say? You coach in New York? The latest report was that Belichick and Jordan Hudson are engaged to be married.
That's what she has told people behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes.
I thought I saw some Page Six photo that they're wearing rings or something, or she was wearing a ring.
This is even better. So Belichick has a boat. Because he's Belichick, and he's got a lot of money. He's got a boat.
Is it the Stugatz?
It is not the Stugatz.
He named it the Jordan?
The name of his boat.
Oh, no. Lady Jordan.
Lady Jordan would be great. The name of his boat is 8 Rings.
Okay.
Okay.
Because he's got 8 Super Bowl rings.
Sure.
Yeah.
People have seen his boat in the docks.
Oh, no. It's her face as a ring, isn't it?
And it's added. So the 8, it's the Roman numeral 8 rings.
Is it the naked mermaid at the front of a boat? But
God, that would be fantastic. Before the 8, they added a +1.
Oh.
4?
Yeah.
Engagement ring.
For the North Carolina football championship
I
coming.
I know. We're diving into like TMZ sports territory here. Have you seen that his ex went to a party that she was also at, and she basically was like, I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I know.
She confronted her at a party.
What you're doing.
I can't get enough of this story. Fascinating.
It's crazy. We need to get Lucy on. When we get a down moment, we need to get Lucy Burge on, because she is in the rare defense of Jordan Hudson here.
I think there's a little bit of I want to be that.
That's a good lane.
And I, you know, hey, teach their own.
Is she jealous of Jordan? Is she love
Belichick? I
don't
think she would say she's jealous, but
she would take that opportunity.
It's Belichick.
If you presented that, she's a diehard New England sports fan.
She is
a
big Patriot fan.
Big Patriots fan. You present that opportunity to her, she's taking that opportunity.
I just, wow.
Yeah.
The amount he has dove in on this is
wild, dude.
He must have been really lonely.
Wild.
And I agree with the reporting that most of this stuff has to be coming from Belichick's family.
Yeah, they're all leaking this.
All of
they're
the
terrified.
Negative stuff has got to be coming from his family.
Absolutely terrified. We'll get to Bobby Marks' Daily Ticker a little bit later on a Friday. That is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about. And some you haven't.
How'd you do that?
Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Discover even more flavors from your local coast with Pelican's new craft sodas. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time on a Friday, brought to you as always by our great friends at Pelican Brewing Company. They invite you to take a beach break. What a great weekend to get to the beach, man.
Oh,
weather's
going
to be fantastic. They got four coastal locations, Cannon Beach, Tillamook, Pacific City, and the newest one at the south end of Lincoln City overlooking Siletz Bay. Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach. Very excited for our guest today. Good friend of the program, and the Blazers have a busy offseason ahead of them. Joining us now, Bobby Marks, at Bobby Marks 42 on Twitter, obviously of ESPN and formerly a front office executive for the Nets. Bobby, good morning to you. We were trying to look back. So the Blazers are up for sale. That was big news here, and a lot of fans very excited about what that might bring in the years to come. Were you a part of the front office when the Nets were up for sale? And if so, how did that make navigating an offseason complicated?
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. I think I was part of a front office that was up for sale like four different times and went through four different ownership changes. Listen, I've gone through, we had a group called the Seacaucus Seven that basically were the decision makers who had seven different owners. We certainly had Mikhail Prokhorov when he bought the team in 2010. So I've been part of it. I think where things are different, a lot different now than where they were in 2010 or prior to that, is that, you know, it doesn't matter if you have an owner, you know, Steve Ballmer, for example. You could have one of the wealthiest people in the world owning your team, but that doesn't mean you should have the highest payroll of any team. Certainly how the rules are constructed nowadays. I think from an ownership standpoint, the resources that they provide, whether it be, you know, there's no salary cap as far as how you put together staff, you know, certainly from a coaching staff or a front office or scouting, your practice facility, arena upgrades, new arena, right? Like there's all the other things. I think from a team standpoint on the court, I think you're going to see it this summer with Boston, who has a ridiculously high payroll. The rules and the CBA rules and having an owner worth $30 billion really don't go hand in hand in this day and age here. So I do think there's a lot of perks to it, but I do think you have to caution just because if someone's coming in that all of a sudden your payroll is going to double, because that's kind of counterproductive how things are.
Well, could you help us then, Bobby, when you're going through, like when you know the owner is going to sell and then you know it's at like the 2-yard line for a Prokhorov, just as an example there.
Sure.
What is a Joe Cronin going through? Obviously, he is scouting. He's getting ready for his draft and whatnot. But like, what is it like going through that process behind the scenes, talking to an owner who's not going to be there for all that much longer, while also navigating team building and what's the new owner going to be like? What is that like for Joe Cronin right now?
I think it's similar to what probably Joe and the group have gone through every offseason. Is, you know, you kind of you present as far as what happened this past year and kind of what the future holds as far as from a roster standpoint. I think fortunately, whoever decides to you know, buy this team, they're, you know, at least from a financial standpoint, are in really good shape, right? Like when you look at kind of the bunch of guys on expiring contracts, you have a number of players on rookie contracts, your draft picks are in good shape. From that element, it's like you're not inheriting a lot of bad contracts, which is a good thing. I do think for Joe and certainly for Chauncey, I do think it's kind of business as usual. I think probably the biggest thing for them is really just educating, whatever prospective owner, whoever decides to be on the rules. I think that's the biggest thing. I think that's where you see teams run into issues. I think you see it in Phoenix with Matt Ishbia when he came in and basically blew up the CBA, and it's really backfired. And I don't care how much money he has, but when you don't have a grasp of the rules, which I don't think he does, that's counterproductive here. So I do think it's about kind of educating an ownership group on the rules, roster building, what your vision is, how you see this team next year and in the next 3 years. We all operate on a 3-year window as far as kind of how we put together teams.
Bobby Marks is our guest, ESPN NBA analyst, and he's also the former front office executive for the Brooklyn Nets, at Bobby Marks 42 on Twitter. You go give him a follow there. You mentioned kind of the salary cap situation that they're in, Bobby. I know that's something that they're very excited about, and the flexibility that they have on the horizon. We'll see what kind of extensions they hand out this offseason. I do think there's a segment of the fan base that is concerned. Like, you're optimistic because you saw steps this year and you saw development from some of the young guys, and you're like, hey, that's great. That's really cool to see. How do you then take the next step? And I'm just wondering from your outsider perspective of, like, you clearly don't have a top five lottery pick. The lottery happened. You're drafting 11th. So it doesn't mean you can't find – SGA was the 11th pick. So maybe you find that diamond in the rough. When you look at them and say, okay, you're a nice little team. Maybe next year you're the 10th seed in the West. How do you take, when you're in Portland's position, the next step and not get stuck in that no man's land of not good enough and not bad enough?
Yeah, and that's a good question. I think it's a little bit easier going from, I don't know, 20 wins to 36 wins, right? Like, just far as the progression, because you're basically, you know, in Portland's position, they didn't sign any free agents last year. Certainly that the Denny trade was their big addition and what they did in draft with Donovan, but they basically kind of kept that group intact, and they – you know, I thought Chauncey did a nice job, and he kind of built off that. Now comes the hard part, right? Like, how do you go from a, you know, 36, 37 win team to a team that can win 45, 46 games and be a playoff team? And then how do you take that next step? Now, they're kind of at this crossroads because, like, although from a fan perspective, they can say, oh my God, Portland in 2026 could have, I don't know, $100 million in cap space. Like, that's not how roster building has come about recently. It's the draft, it's trades, and it's free agency here. I think where you look at, and you look at kind of what Indiana has been able to do, where their team, similar to Portland, that kind of, you know, took a step back, probably not as much as Portland did, you know, with post CJ and Damian. But listen, they added Halliburton, they added Siakam and trades. So I do think you're trying to thread a needle as far as your own players, but I do think you're going to have to make a decision as far as, you know, whether it be Simons and Ayton and, you know, players like that who are Robert Williams, who are on expiring contracts. If you're going to parlay them, I think you'd rather parlay them into players than into cap space. And I think that's kind of how you take that next step. I think what you have within maybe can only take you to a certain level, but then it's going to have to be, okay, we added a second or third best player to this group.
I know it's not something they're considering. Maybe you wouldn't consider it at all. I think it was 6 of the 20 starters of these 4 conference finals teams are via draft. The rest are just trades and free agency. If you're looking at Portland, you just named a couple guys that we've been naming, but they haven't traded them yet. Ant, Ayton, obviously Rob. Would you even consider putting a Scoot out there? I mean, I know he took a little bit of a step this year, but it still wasn't amazing. Shaden is going into his 4th season. We have no idea what his ceiling is at this point. It's been a little up, a little down. Would you even consider the young guys as maybe more return on the asset than maybe some of the vets?
I think you have to be careful with that. I do think when you're in a position, unless you have Stephen Curry, or, you know, I won't say Luka because you already got traded. But when you have a like a top, listen, there's a handful of guys, Jokic, Shea, you know, guys like that, that are untouchable. You have to look at everything. I think you have to be careful with players that are on rookie contracts, even in a case like Shaden, who's going into the last year, because you basically can control that for the next, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, as far as maybe even the next contract, compared to a player that's a veteran that's on an expiring contract, which is maybe more of where you're kind of looking at that way. Because what happens is that, and I've been in that position before, where you're trading a young player in a rookie contract for maybe a more of established veteran, then you better convince that player that he's going to resign there. And it's going to probably cost you a lot more. And I think, you know, I go back to Indiana, what they did in the Siakam trade. They got Pascal for 6 months, and then basically what happened last year, getting to a conference finals, you know, that sold him on re-signing with them for the next 4 years. And that's kind of, if you're going to go about doing that, you better be
comfortable that you're going to sign that player for long term, because you just can't do a guy in a rental for 6 months and maybe he gets you into the playoffs and now you're kind of taking a step back.
Yeah, we're talking with Bobby Marks, ESPN NBA analyst at Bobby Marks 42 on Twitter, former assistant GM for the Brooklyn Nets. We've reached this parity era of the NBA that I think is very exciting, and we'll now have seven different champions in 7 years run. I don't believe that's ever happened in the league, and I'm getting all excited about where the future is going to go. Yeah. And then I'm seeing Bobby Mark's tweets about how many max contracts the Oklahoma City Thunder are going to be able to afford. Well, and I'm like, Bobby, you're dumping on my dreams here. A new super team?
It's so funny because I put that out there and it's like almost like telling somebody I had all these great Christmas presents, but I can't tell them what it is, right? Because I've already, listen, when the Thunder when they were going into game seven, I had to write their offseason article and I have it's already written. And it really lays out kind of where their future is. And if there's a team that I won't say can defeat CBA, but can navigate around these harsh restrictions, it's Oklahoma City. And they're going to be able to afford Shea and Jalen Williams and Chet. They'll probably have to make some decisions on Lou Dort or maybe Isaiah Hartenstein. But the beauty of Oklahoma City and how they built their roster is that they've structured it where Isaiah's got a team option 2 years from now. Isaiah Joe, Aaron Wiggins, there's flexibility there. And they got 2 first-round picks this year, 15 and 24, and they could have 4 next year. So when the cost starts to get higher, you have the surplus of younger, inexpensive players. Cason Wallace is a great example. That will eventually replace maybe some of your higher costs here. But no, I don't see the CBA defeating Oklahoma City where they're going to say, we can only pick Jalen Williams and not Chet Holmgren here. I do think, especially where the cap's going to be going, where it's increasing here. So I think they'll be in fine shape. I don't think we have a 1 year window that this team is going to be broken up.
Who do you think gets Giannis if he asks out? Let's do that. Ooh. If he asks out, and so far there's no reporting that he has.
Yeah.
If it gets to that point, who's the team that you think steps up and says, here's the stuff, we're going all in on this?
Well, I think there's 2 ways to look at it. If I were Giannis and I decided that it's not Milwaukee anymore, I would try to do my best trying to stay east. I don't want anything to do with the Western Conference, no offense. Like, I would try to where the East is going to be, certainly where Boston might be going and, who knows with Cleveland and some of these other teams. It's hard to see what team that would be in the East, but I think – when you look at the whole league, I mean, what San Antonio has, I would think probably, jumps to the leaderboard where you've got 2, you've got 14, you've got some contracts that you can move. You still have some draft picks in the future. I think it's just a matter of kind of what direction, hard part with Milwaukee is they don't control their first until 2031. So you got to make sure that you're getting as much as you can and try to do a rebuild here. So I think it's going to be interesting to watch over the next month here as far as it's going to be up to him. If he wants out, and I understand why he would want to, then he will go there to the front office and he'll ask out and we'll start that process.
How many times have you been asked if the NBA lottery is rigged?
Oh, my God. Don't read Twitter on that Monday after the holy goodness gracious. Listen, I've been in the room.
Yeah.
I've been in the room when I was in New Jersey when, I don't even know, I think we had the 8th pick and we stayed at 8. I understand the process. It happens really quick. I think what happens now is that you have a better – if you're picking 1 going in, you have a better chance of picking 5 than you have at 1. And I don't think people realize that as much as far as kind of where the odds are this day and age here. I would say it's not rigged. I think it's just a matter of the system, the new system that the league has put in, is that it doesn't reward if you have the worst record in the NBA during the season with the number 1 pick.
Yeah, but let's be real. If you're Danny Ainge, you're throwing a chair through a window watching Nico get that, right?
It's similar to what Detroit has gone through.
Yeah.
Right? Detroit went through, and I lived through it, and we were 12-70 in New Jersey. We had a 3rd pick. We had a number 1 pick going into the lottery. That was the John Wall draft, and we wound up picking 3rd. And that was when that favored teams who finished worse. So I get it. I mean, it puts a lot of pressure on your scouting department. They'll find a good player, and Portland will get a good player if they stay where they are. They've done a really good job drafting and stuff. But it does
I'd love to, you know, be drafting Cooper Flagg instead of, you know, another, a different player at number one. And Utah will have their work cut out for them.
Can I ask you very quickly, because we appreciate the time. We know we're against it here. So you took, according to this, you guys took Favors at number three.
Yeah.
I'm just curious why Boogie and Paul George and Hayward, where, like, how parsing out, I guess, need versus best player, how close that is for you guys?
We thought DeMarcus Cousins was probably the better. I think Evan Turner was in that. Was Evan Turner? Wesley Johnson.
Yeah, Evan Turner was
in
two.
It. Yeah,
Wesley was in
that. Johnson was in there. Yeah. We had Favors and Cousins. Those were the two guys. We thought if we ever had to make a trade, that Favors, the return value would be higher on Favors. I know we're thinking, we didn't even draft a guy yet. We're already thinking about trading him. but the return value, just because, listen, Cousins was not the easiest, you know, listen, you saw him play this season, his career. He was not the easiest guy from a locker room, on the court, coachability standpoint. And we felt that with Derek, it was probably more of a safer pick.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Bobby Marks, always enjoy the conversation. ESPN NBA analyst, former front office executive for the Nets, at BobbyMarks42 on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Thanks for the time. As always, in Portland, man, we really appreciate it. Hopefully we can do it again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
There you go. Bobby Marks talking some NBA basketball. I love the thought from a GM of they're already planning on trading a guy before
you
they
have
even
to
take
think
him.
About that,
I have
don't
to
you?
Think
like
about the
value
future.
Potentially.
Where's
he
going to go?
Yeah.
Is he going to live up to the hype? How tradable of an asset is he? Yeah. Fascinating stuff from Bobby Marks. Did you see Shaq throw some gas on the fire of the lottery being rigged the other day?
I heard his fake story.
His fake Orlando
that
story?
Stern basically was like, where do you want to go? And he said, somewhere warm. And
he said,
goes,
do you want to play in a cold city or a warm city? And he said, warm city. And then Orlando won the lottery.
By the way, I think aren't we correct? Orlando had like some of the top odds to get the pick, right? It wasn't
odds,
like
a
crazy through the...
I know.
Out of nowhere.
Former players are not helping this dialogue right now for the league. First, you had LeBron on McAfee be like, all these coincidences, huh? And now Shaq's like, warm weather or cold weather? Where do you want to go? Sure, Adam Silver's happy about that. Daily Ticker is always brought to you by Pelican Brewing Company, our wonderful friends. Dude, it's going to be great weather this weekend. Open up some cold ones, man.
I'd like to see the sun right now through the window. You keep saying this, and I'm like, it looks like it's still cold.
It's going to be delightful this weekend. Head on out to the coast as well. They got four locations, Cannon Beach, Tillamook, Pacific City, and the newest one at the south end of Lincoln City overlooking Siletz Bay. Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach. We'll send you off into your weekend. Wrap it up on a Friday next on The Fam. There you go. Fist pumping your way into the weekend every Friday.
Careful there.
Careful there. Careful. People
fisting
asking,
your way into the weekend.
The hell is that annoying noise in the background? Hey. RIP around the horn. That is the around the horn button.
Somebody, it's been sprinkled in throughout the show.
It has. I've enjoyed it. I think we should keep it around.
We won't do it as often.
No, going forward, we won't do that. Somebody said, I'm pretty sure that your in Fuego moment dirt was eating six hot dogs live on air. That connects to a poll question for today, although I do appreciate that. I will take my 71 on the golf course over that. Here are our poll answers for right now. There's still plenty of time to go vote. At Dirt Sprague. At Dirt Sprague on Twitter.
Dirt's high school achievement would have been game-winning drive. And then it would have been a contest.
I mean, winning the only PIL championship since 1947, and they haven't won one since. I mean, I say that's a pretty good accomplishment.
That's a season-long thing, though. And in Fuego is
I was
moment.
In Fuego for a year. What
it's
do you want from
moment.
Me? Can you vote at best male athlete in my high school? That's kind of an in Fuego moment. I got a plaque for that, too. Speaking of which, would you rather have a medal or a plaque?
Yes.
Tight. We got tight race right now.
Medal or a plaque, Russ? Which one would you rather
51.4 to 48.6.
Yeah. He said medal.
He said medal?
Yeah. Oh, that makes me think it's a bad take then.
I know. Because his takes are
opinion.
Horrible.
Horrific takes.
Medal is leading 51.4% to 48.6. Slight lead for medal early. If you're married, do you still wear your wedding ring? 80.2% of you say yes, that you do.
I mean, how often do you go to a garage sale and see a medal for sale? You always see a plaque. Like, where's Randy? Well, Randy's dead. But he got the plaque, so if you want a plaque.
You're selling your plaques when you die?
I see plaques at garage sales.
Teddy Ballgame better hold on to my plaques when I croak, man. Oh. Better hold on to that thing. First team all league?
And sell the whole state.
Who has the most impressive in Fuego moment? It's easy. I'm running away with it.
Oh, you did it in your 30s. Good job.
Do you think Dr. James
Swag's
Naismith
12 points should have won?
His 12 points. His 7.8% of people did vote for Swag's 12 points.
There you go.
Was Dr. James Naismith good at basketball? 80% of you say no.
Not a chance.
He's just a creator.
You little craps. Go play a sport. Here's a sport for you. Might as well have been hopscotch to him.
He said Dirk's biggest accomplishment in high school was reaching 5 foot tall. You know what? You know what?
That's a good point.
You know what?
He's 5'2 now.
I think that makes my accomplishments even more impressive because I'm a little.
Nah, you're a little golf stick. You're like.
That's the sound I make when swings. I swing a golf club. That will do it for us, folks. Think of the reason why you have a 3-day weekend. We will not be here on Monday, obviously, for Memorial Day. We will be back on Tuesday. Hope you enjoy the sunshine. If you miss any of the show, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Turton Sprague, and at 1080thefan. Bobby Marks was great. Go check that as well. Thanks for watching on YouTube. Talk to you Tuesday at 6 a.m. Calling us next, listening to 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.